Hey, and welcome to another Lewski's Project Recap. I'm Brett Chmielewski.
I'm Jake Williams.
And I'm Sergio Salgado.
And today we're going to talk about the Project Reflect. This was a live-action video we shot a couple months ago now. It involved locations, actors, and then putting all the website scenes in and animating those. The project started with planning out the storyboards, planning out the project, what we needed to shoot, where we needed to shoot, and what kind of different actors we needed. So contacted Sergio to help with this because he's a great shooter and we've shot with him before. And so he helped organize these locations and help plan out
the shot sequences, basically. And I think what's been nice is when we work on these live action shoots is that Brad takes up a lot of storyboarding. He'll ask me for input as far as how the sequences will go, but really he hands me what he wants to see shot. That's always a really great way to do things. The challenging thing that we've run into has been location scouting, you know, and we sometimes can secure a space beforehand and get into it and see it, but sometimes we can't. Sometimes we just show up and we have to make the storyboard work with the space that we're in. Mm-hmm. And that's always difficult, but it just kind of pushes us to think on our feet, think quickly. Be flexible with the way we can light things and the way we can compose things. But I would say we're typically pretty close.
Yeah, and this one, they wanted pretty specific locations. They referenced, like, for the office scene,
right. This
Ari Gold all-glass office. And at the end of it, we ended up using, two shots in that office?
I think so. You
don't even know. We spent a lot of time worried about these locations, and then you don't ever know where they are.
Yeah.
That was one trouble with this project is we had storyboarded it all out, and once they saw the video and the cut, I don't know if it was really what they wanted or what they needed. They wanted to show the product more and less of the lifestyle that we were planning for. And they were also very specific on actors, and they wanted to see casting, and they even wanted to come out here and do casting with us. Mm-hmm. And that's really just not the best use of our time or their time, in my opinion, is we can send headshots and give them options. But we did run into the problem that, you know, from the headshots and resumes, that these people may not be as good as they look or say they are.
Or they may not look as good as they
are. That's why for a lot of the videos, we end up working with people we know or have worked with before. But this one, we wanted all new people because they kind of dictated that to us. Gave us more of a challenge, I think, going into this one. But shooting it, we shot it over 3 days, 2.5 days,
yeah,
probably?
About 2.5, yeah.
And pretty much all the shooting went well. We definitely overshot for what we ended up using in the video.
Well, I've noticed that we tend to, you know, we overshoot because we want to make sure that we're going to have everything we need. And as we work on more projects, we're starting to tighten that up a little bit more and making sure we're getting exactly what we need or how much of what we need for each shot and each take. But it's always tough, especially when you're trying to add motion to shots. I do have a lot of slider work, and I don't use a motor. Mm-hmm. So the slider is all moved by hand. And when these guys here at Lewski's are tracking stuff over it, I have to make sure that I get all the actions right and the slide right, and that's not always the case, you know? Sometimes I have a little bump here and there, so that's where, you know, that's one of the reasons why we shoot a lot, but it's smoothing out. We're getting there.
So once we finished the shoot, we ended up providing them a rough cut. This was before we had put any graphics or websites into any of the iPads or websites, because we shot everything with a black screen. It just gives us a little more flexibility on what we can put on the screen, what we can do with it, and knowing that clients like to change what's on the screen anyway, so why not start with a clean plate and then work from there? So we gave them the rough cut, and really, I don't think was what they wanted, so we ended up getting a lot of stock footage, kind of scrambling to get all the website images in, and trying to make it look better, maybe, than just the footage, what they saw from the rough cut. So this is where Jake and I kind of went to work, kind of cutting up the websites, trying to figure out how we were going to make them pop and be entertaining.
Right. And I think from a previous job, we'd mentioned before we started recording about Viaudio that Sergio worked with us on too, that we had to cut up a website for that in post, but I think that we were just trying to get things together so quickly that we didn't plan ahead. So I think this time we had a much better grasp on, especially cutting up a website mock-up, like making sure the page was done and that page was going to be used 4 or 5 times. So we knew mm-hmm. that we only had to do it one time instead of like doing it as we go and going back and forth between Photoshop and different programs to make sure it's okay. Backing up a second to the black screen, I think some people, what we were talking about when we were shooting, some people would put actually like green on it or like a dot or something we'd have to remove. But I think what we got in this video was some really nice reflection from the actual screen and the light that you guys shot with by leaving it black. It made it probably a little bit more tricky to track and to get everything on there, but I think it ends up looking a lot more realistic, like the screen is actually on there.
And what do you say from now on? We're using white iPhones?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're seeing that in a lot more other videos.
Yeah.
Maybe just because less people have the white ones, so they use the white ones, but it could be a tracking thing.
It might be easier to track to the corners of a dark screen if the phone's off, if the device itself is white or a different color. I'm sure it's just as easy or just as difficult. So.
And then for the inspiration on like the screen breakouts and stuff, we came across this Nike Plus spot that was shared with us, and just really liked how that interaction kind of got us from the screenshot on the device to like either a full page, or from the device to another device.
Mm-hmm. It gave a way, the way we sort of explode out these really different skill sets or something on this website, makes it a little more interesting than us just like making the screen kind of pull off. Like, right, if you can break it into pieces and maybe add a little flair, makes the site look a little more interesting so that viewers are like interested in what the site can do for them and sort of, I don't know, making it a little more fun.
But once they saw those graphics in there, I think they were a lot more happy with the direction it was going, and we got some of the stock footage in there. And it just made them much more glad they chose us to work on this project versus, I think, the panic they had when they first saw the video. Which I think that's always something people deal with clients anyway, is you show them something too early and it's not what they expected yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. Learned a lot with the production, tried out some more things with the graphics, and getting away from the just illustrated videos we tend to do, and knowing that we can do more motion graphics stuff is kind of a pat on our back. Mm-hmm. Now we're not just illustrators and 2D animators. Hopefully you liked how the video turned out. I know we did, the client did. Yeah, we're doing more of these live action shoots, and it's fun to get away from the computer for a couple days to shoot and interact with real people instead of
keeping Sergio busy.
Oh yeah, I like it.
And thanks for listening.